Hi, this is Paul. Wanted to give a little meetup report from the meetup we had last night in San Francisco. We were graciously invited by the Independence Institute to, they gave us some terrific tickets for the Jordan Peterson event in San Francisco and the reception afterwards. And they also gave us a private room so we could do our meetup. So from 4 to 6 before the event, which started at 6:30, we had a meetup up in the library of the Marines Memorial Theater and Hotel in San Francisco. And it was a sensational meetup. We had elements of the Jordan Peterson Sacramento meetup. We had elements of the Fresno meetup. We had some other folks from the Bay Area and some other places. We had some brand new faces. All in all, it was just a terrific meetup, and I couldn't be happier with how it went. And again, I have to give a lot of credit and gratitude to the Independent Institute that not only brought Jordan Peterson here for this private event, but really hosted us well and invited us in and gave us space. And the whole evening was just tremendous. So the meetup agenda, I shouldn't say agenda, that's an old version of the slide. What we talked about, well, one of the things that came up from a number of people is people noticing that Jordan Peterson more and more frequently is being brought to tears. Is he okay? Is this integration? Is he tired? A lot of concern in the group for this. Maybe we're all being a whole bunch of mother hens for the guy. But, you know, he finished the book tour and continues to travel and speak, and, you know, we benefit from it. And sure, we're happy to see him, but that was noticed, and there was some concern. That the main topic of the evening, interestingly enough, was the question of men and women. Why are so many men interested in this? Why are our meetups mostly men? And so we probably had 18 men and 6 women, something like that. I could count in the picture. But we talked a lot about that. It was a really good discussion. There are many supports. Some people noted that there are many supports and encouragement for girls. Schools right now are always pushing girls forward and sort of ignoring boys. And boys aren't doing well. And there were some teachers, educators, mothers in the meetup that some of the women that come to our meetup are coming to our meetups for their sons and for their nephews and for their grandsons. And that's been interesting because women are concerned about their husbands and their prospects. A lot of talk about a generation baby gap. Women who were told that your career can make you satisfied and can fulfill you. And then they get into it and discover their career doesn't fulfill them. It's just a job. Now, men have been dealing with this, obviously, but men and women are wired a little bit differently. And so a lot of discussion about that. Women have a biological clock. A man who decides he's going to dig into his career for the first 20 years, then at age 40 or 45 decides he wants to settle down and have a family, he can do it. Women after 35, things get a lot more difficult. So a lot of discussion about that. That was very interesting. That's one of the fun things about these meetups. You never really quite know what the topics are going to be because I don't plan them out. And the conversations kind of go where they'll go. And we talked a lot about that. So it was really a very interesting discussion. Then Peterson's talk itself. The topic of the talk was meaning and reality of individual sovereignty. But Peterson kind of looks up at the board, starts talking about it, and then talks about most of the things he usually talks about. It was very interesting that fairly early on, he started mulling over the Chesterton quote again and emphasized that. He did his own little summary of a little self-critique on the Zizek lecture and talked about how he sort of came out and was ready to find a Marxist and there wasn't the Marxist he was looking for. And so he had to adjust it, but really quite satisfied and happy with the conversation. And he himself quipped that it was supposed to be this big debate, but didn't wind up being a debate, but wound up being a good conversation. And so I thought that self-critique by Peterson of the event was very interesting. He did a lot of stuff from the biblical series in this lecture, which also surprised me. Went back over some of the mythology. He was trying to bring it around to connect it to the Declaration of Independence and Western civilization and some of those themes, but there wasn't really quite enough time for him. And then there was a question and answer session, but often with question and answers, Peterson is gonna go off into some of the directions that he wants to go off into, and that's just Jordan being Jordan. One of the things that we talked about quite a bit is that, you know, with the book tour, with the Dr. Oz stuff, with all of this, he's more broadening his base rather than really going deeper. And there continues to be frustration in the Jordan Peterson and in the hardcore followers, like many who come to our meetups. But there's also a lot of anticipation about the upcoming release with his conversation with Bishop Barron. And that was spoken about. Jordan Peterson mentioned that as well. And that came up a number of times amongst the meetup too. Many of us are really looking forward to that. There was Bishop Barron and Word on Fire did a little teaser episode where Bishop Barron talked about it, put out there a few clips. But most of us are waiting for the whole thing and really looking forward to that. There were some very interesting things that came out of that. And so that will be coming up soon. But for the most part, a lot of repetition. And this event was also geared more towards established members of the Independent Institute. So this, unlike the past three live events I've been to, wasn't so much the hardcore Jordan Peterson fans. It was much more a new audience. And so he went over a lot of the kinds of things that people who might not have read his book, signed copies of the book were given away. People who might not have read his book got free copies of the signed book. And so, get to the point, Vander Clay. People who hadn't read his book, it was an introduction to him for a lot of people. And it was an older crowd than usual for the Jordan Peterson events that I noticed. And that just reflects the kind of event it was. But all in all, it was a great event. And again, hats off to the Independent Institute. It was a terrific event and good for them for putting it on. Reception afterwards. And so a good number of us went to the wine and hors d'oeuvre reception afterwards. And as opposed to a lot of the little OMG VIP events after the book tour, this had real food and wine and an open bar. And there was a big line that went through the hall for everyone to shake Jordan's hand and get your quick picture. I didn't actually get another picture with him because we did a group picture with our meetup, and we don't have that one back yet, but we will, and I'm sure I'll show it at some point and use it prominently. But so I didn't really get much of a chance to talk to Jordan. But it was, all in all, it was a great event. And then there was question and answer, and the folks from the Sacramento meetup are right up there by the mic. Boy, they got in there and got their questions in. So it was a great event, all in all. Met some new people. It always amazes me when I meet people from Sacramento that say things like, I didn't know there was a Sacramento Jordan Peterson meetup. I would have been going to it. So get to introduce them to it. Others from different places in California saying, I wish there was a Jordan Peterson meetup in my neck of the woods. And so actually, we're going to work on that a little bit. But first, some upcoming events for the Sacramento Jordan Peterson meetup. May 21, our regular meeting, 7 p.m. at Living Stones. And you can go to our meetup. SacramentoJordanPetersonMeetup.com and click on that and find us and get details for that. Also, June 5 and 19, I will be in the Bay Area again in Oakland for the C.S. Lewis Society of California. Actually, the person that's in charge of the Independent Institute is the same guy that's in charge of the C.S. Lewis Society of California. And so they've asked me to lead a couple of discussion groups on 12 rules for life. And so I'll be doing that June 5 and June 19, 7:30 p.m. I'll put a link in the notes here. And I'm thinking about, not yet sure on it, thinking about the question of what would C.S. Lewis think about Jordan Peterson's 12 rules for life. That could be an interesting way into the book. Our meetup is also talking about doing a tour. And it wouldn't just be me. It would probably be me and some of our other core members of the meetup who are super excited about what's going on and what we're doing and just can't get enough of really good conversation. We continue to meet people who don't just want to hear a lecture or read a book, but want to engage in decent conversation about these issues with others. And that's exactly what we do with our meetups. And so I was talking on Twitter to a guy up in Seattle, and he was lamenting not having a meetup, and he couldn't get his pastor to initiate this. And I told him, well, if you need some help, let me know. If you guys can cover my expenses, you know, maybe I'll get up to Seattle one evening and help you get started. Seattle's not that long of a plane ride. So that's some of what we're doing. And so then I thought, there's a group in Salem that I know is thinking about it. There might be a group in Portland. It'd be fun to meet up with Benjamin Boyce or maybe Peter Boghossian and, you know, do a couple of events. So that could be a really fun time. And so we imagined doing a caravan going up I-5. And, of course, John Van Donk in Southern California doesn't want to be left out and wants me to come down to Southern California to do another event or two down there. So we'll see. But with summer coming on, my wife is a school teacher, so she'll have a little bit more flexibility in her schedule. If I can get permission from the church to kind of move around a little bit and do some of these things, maybe this can happen. If you've got some ideas about this, let me know. If you're serious about me coming out, and if it's further than, let's say, the west coast of the United States, that would probably take more resources and more planning and more time. But I'm, and really a few members of my core team at the meetup here are serious about helping people start groups of conversation together. And you saw the video, the first session that I did in Australia. So, you know, I'm serious about that because I really do think these are important conversations. And I'd like to, if I can help your group get going, you know, by leveraging just the tiny little bit of my status bottle rocket celebrity to gather maybe 5 or 10 extra people in to get your meetup going, let me know. And I, you know, if I can make it work in my schedule, if we can make it work financially, I'd be willing to do that. So that's the deal. So there's my report on the meetup. And again, I can't. It's so interesting with our group because we weren't even going to go to this event because for many in the group, it's like going to hear Peterson. Yeah, that'd be cool. But what they really enjoy is being together and talking with one another and the sense of community and the friendships that are developing and the new ideas and all of the good things. And so, you know, it's good stuff. So let me know what you think. Comments in the comments section. Again, if you're serious about wanting to start a meetup and you want some help, let me know. Send me an email. Leave a comment. And, you know, I'd love to see people who really want to discuss these things create groups and communities where they can be discussed and do other things as well.